Jesus is going through the region of the Decapolis. It's northern Israel. And a crowd comes to him, and there's a man there who has locked ears. He's deaf. They're closed. And a locked tongue. He's mute. Speech impediment. So Jesus grabs him out of the crowd, and he pulls him away privately, because Jesus never does anything just for show. And he puts his fingers into the man's ears. And then he spits. And he touches the man's tongue. He looks up to heaven and he groans. And then he says, "Ephphatha." That is, "be opened," Aramaic. And immediately his ears were opened and his tongue was released and he spoke. And he could hear plainly. And the people who end up seeing it and hear about it, the scriptures say they were astonished beyond measure. And they left there saying, "He has done all things well." This is who Jesus is. He's the one who does all things well. Here it's for a man from the Decapolis. Before him it was for a Syrophoenician woman, whose daughter was sick with the evil spirit. Then it's another man in the town of Bethsaida. Then it's a boy in another town. Then it's a girl, and so on, healing after healing, all of which are for people who were considered unclean, dirty Gentiles, outside of the reign of God. Israel saw them as outcasts, outsiders. But to Jesus, well, he's the one who's come to make all things well. And he comes for all people in any and every situation to make all things well, and no one's outside of his reach. So he goes around from town to town and he sees the groanings of this world. He sees men who are possessed by demons, who are cutting themselves with large stones and crying out, shackled in tombs. He sees a woman with a debilitating disease. He sees a father weeping over his dead daughter. He sees the blind, poor beggars on the side of the road. He sees crippled and paralyzed and lamed people being carried on cots. He even sees a family grieving over the loss of a loved one. He sees it all. It's why he came, to put an end to the groaning of this creation. For the scriptures say the whole creation has been groaning, and not only the creation, but we ourselves. Jesus sees your groaning. The groaning over past mistakes, the groaning over tombstones, the groaning of a parent over a child, groanings that are just too deep for words. He sees the groaning of his people who are walking through this valley of sorrows and see life constantly through a veil of tears. He sees the groaning of those who are crying out day and night for justice and for peace. He sees the groaning everywhere he goes. He sees it in this man from the Decapolis with closed ears and a locked tongue, deaf and mute. He's broken. So Jesus pulls him out of the crowd, and he looks up to heaven, and he himself groans. He knows the pain all too well by now. His very own heart is breaking for his people. The entire creation is groaning. This man from the Decapolis is groaning. You groan, and the Lord of heaven and earth groans with you. He knows your pain. It's why he came, to put an end to the groanings of this creation. For he is the one who has come to do all things well. And in this moment, is for a broken man in the region of the Decapolis. He comes to make him well. But it's not by his spit. It's not by his fingers that he places into his ears. It's by his word. Ephphatha. Be opened. And it's done. The word. It's all Jesus needs to make one well is a word. His powerful, life-changing, redeeming word. It's all he ever needs. Lord, only say the word and my servant will be made well. Only say the word and you can make all things well. Deaf ears and locked tongues, Ephatha. And they're opened. Paralyzed legs being carried on a mat, pick up your mat and go home. And they rise and pick up their mat and begin to walk. Tumultuous waves and the fiercest storms on the sea, peace, be still. And they cease to a stillness. A lifeless daughter laying on her bed, dead. Little girl, arise. And she comes back to life and raises up off of her bed and lives again. The sins of a prostitute, a greedy tax collector, the worst of sinners, you are forgiven. And so they are. All Jesus needs is his word to make all things well for all people. No one's outside of his path. No matter the stain or the pain or the crutch, no matter how sinful, no matter how beaten up or broken or brittle you may be, he looks for the broken. He looks for the dejected and the poor and the lonely. He looks for the lost and the forsaken ones, the unloved. The ones who cry out night and day from the pain of this broken creation. And he has come to make all things well. And all he needs is a word. And we need it in a way that we can experience it for ourselves. We want to see it, touch it, taste it, feel it, know it to be true. Jesus, he only needs his word, but we need some sort of external sign, just like this man from the Decapolis. Jesus does all of these external signs, puts his finger into his ears, spits, and touches his tongue. Why? Because he needs it. He's deaf and mute. He depends on the things that he can see and touch. Jesus knows what this man needs. So he does all these external signs to let the man know, look at me. I'm here for you. So he puts his finger in his ears and he spits and he grabs his tongue. And the man looks at him and he knows, this one, he has come to make me well. And he believes. And then Jesus looks up and with his word, he opens his ears and releases his tongue. And so it is with you. Jesus comes to make all things well for you in this moment. And all he needs is his word. So he's pulled you out of the crowd and he's brought you here to himself, here in his house to hear his word. He comes to each one of you personally, but not for show, but to put an end to your groaning. Because he cares for you, and his heart breaks with yours, and he groans with you. All he needs is his word, but you need an external sign, something to know that he is here. So you don't get fingers in your ears and spit and him touching your tongue, but he pours water over you. He places the bread and the wine onto your tongue. He does these external things to let you know, look, I'm here for you. And you believe that he's the only one who can get me through this. He's the only one who could give me the strength. He's the only one who could forgive me. He's the only one who's conquered death. He is the only one who can make all things well. And the Jesus, he looks down from heaven and he sighs with a peace that surpasses all understanding. And then he speaks his life-giving word over you. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You're mine. And nothing can snatch you out of my hand. I will never leave you or forsake you. And it's done. This is my body. This is my blood, given into death for you for the forgiveness of your sins. You are forgiven. And it's done. For this is why he came, to put an end to your groaning. And for those who believe in him, they leave the font, they leave from the altar, they leave from his house, astonished beyond measure by this Jesus, saying in their souls, he truly does all things well. Amen.